This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi, we read Midos. Gimel Beis. They will do Gimel Beis and Gimel Gimel. Gav through Gag. Yesterday we did two very long Mishnahs. We are going to go through them at more of a rapid clip because I don't want this to be as long as yesterday's share. There were lishkas underneath Ezra Yisrael that were opened up to Ezra's Nashim, and there was the lishkas where the Levim stored the musical instruments and they learned their shear. The Ezra Yisrael was 135 by 11. Ezra's Kadam was 135 by 11. There were Rosh Pispasin to be mavdil between them to demarcate where the Yisraelim should not go past. Lozman Yaakov says there was a mila at the western last Amma of the Ezra Yisrael. It was an Amma high. And on top of that was a Duchan with three steps, each one an Amma and a half. So that's an Amma and a half. Each one half an Amma. So it's an Amma and a half plus an Amma is 2.5 Ammas high. Pashas ran according to the whole length of the Azara. What was it used for? The Levim played their music over there. And the Kohanim would duch in there when there was no more room by the Ulam. Right? I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Weiter. Ezra's Kohanim was higher from the Ezra Yisrael 2.5 Amos. The entire Azara was 187 by 135. They used to bow 13 places in the Azara, according to the 13 places where the Sarig was breached and fixed. Abi Yossi ben Chanan says there were 13 gates. 13, we thought 7. Nope, there were 13. Let's go through them. South, starting from the west, we have Shar HaElyon. That's a new one. Do we know what it was for? No, we're not told. Shar HaDelek, where they brought the firewood. Shar HaBechiris, they brought the Bechiris. Shar HaMayim, why was it called Shar HaMayim? Two reasons. They brought the water from Yitzchak, where the water's going to come out of there. Lost of Lavoi in Nevuas Yecheskel. The north, by the west, you have Yechonia. We'll talk about that soon. Shar Karba, they were in Kodesh Kedoshim. Shar Noshim, the women stood there to be Maimon their Kabbonis, to Smich in their Kabbonis, to Mashita, Shar Ashir. They were bringing the musical instruments. They say that Shar Yechonia was also Shar HaNitzutz. And Shar Ashir was also known as Beis HaMaikid. Somebody says that. Somebody says that somewhere? Oh, here. Yeah. Yeah. So they had dual names. Why is it called Shar Yechonia? Because Yechonia went out by his gullus. In Mizrach, you have Shar Nikanor with Shnei Pishashim, two side gates, small doors. They're in it, next to it, within it, right there. One to the right, one to the left. And two in the west that did not have a name. If you tally it up, it comes out to 13. The Mizbeach was 32 by 32 at the bottom. Not the entirety of it, though. Not the entirety of it. That's important to note. You go up an amma in an amma, that's the Yisod, 32 by 32 by one height. The next part was 30, you go in an amma each side, so you're 30 by 30, you go up 5. That's the Seivev. Then you go up in an amma again, you're 28 by 28 by 3. Didn't like speak that out clearly, but it was. 1, then 5, then 3, so you're at 9. The Rosh Mizbeach was 9. But on top of that, you had the Kronos, which were 10 in each corner. So the Rosh Mizbeach was 26 by 26. No. After the The Rosh Mizbeach was 28. 32, 30, 28. Right. Then once you do the Kronos, you're at 26. And the Raglan Kohanim need another Amma. 24. All right. That's where they put the Maracha. Yeah. 24. Rizzi says, the base of Mikdash HaRishon, you start off at 28 by 28. Then you went up to 26 by 26. The Kronos is 24 by 24. Become 22. And the Rosh Mizbeach, where the Maracha was 20 by 20. And the Bnei Agoyel came, they added 4 Amos on the south and 4 Amos in the west, like the Gam, Gimel, upside down Gimel. How do I know? Because in the Bais Hasheni, that was 24 by 24. It says in the Pasuk that Riel was 12 by 12. Reichav Ravua. It couldn't be exactly 12 by 12 because it says in the Pasuk Arba Revav. So it was 12 each direction, which was 24 by 24. There was a Chutzal Sikkah that surrounded the Mizbech, a red stripe to be Mavdal between the Dama Yom Dama Dachtainim. The side would go on the entire north and western sides, and one Amma in the south and one Amma in the east. Okay. Keret Mishnah Base. Keren Merav is Dreimus, Hoyishnei Nekoven, in the southwestern corner, right next to the Kevesh, you had two holes on that corner. Kemein Shnei Chot Mendak, like two thin nostrils. Shadam Nitonal, he said, Merav, Yisoy Dreimi, the Dam, the Shiraim, is poured on the western and the southern Yisoids, Yordim Behen, will go down into those holes. Mis Arvin Ba'ama. It would go into the Amma. So what happened? It went into the holes. From the holes, it would eventually end up on the Ritzpah, on the floor of the Azara. Okay? So you pour it over there, the blood. It goes onto the Ritzpah. And from there, it would go up the Amma into the stream. The stream that goes out the Nachal Kidron. Okay? We spoke about this Amma several times, the stream of water. It goes out through the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash. It goes out to Nachal Kidron, which is in the east of Yerushalayim. There was a lot of it. It was Zevel. The Gizbori HaMikdash would sell it and get money for Hekdash. It cannot be used before that, without payment. Would be Me'ila Midrabanan. Fine. Weiter. They say there was some sort of lip around the Yisoid. Otherwise, the blood would not have flowed very well. Okay. Gimel. Lamata Beritzpa, on the floor of the courtyard, okay, at that corner, there was a makom shem. There was a hollow space, one amma by one amma, with a tavla shalshayz, with a removable marble tile covering the hollow space. Tavas is kibur with a ring on top. Shaboy, through this space, yordan l'shis, they go down to the shis, a pit in the floor to clean it. They would go down and clean it out. So, this shits is a little bit confusing because we have the shitin and we have the shis. They're claiming right now that it's the same thing. It's a hollow area underneath the mizbeach where everything flows. They would access it, there was like an access panel, so to speak. Okay? Again, the nesachim would be poured on top of the mizbeach. It doesn't get into now exactly what it looked like up there. There were these basins that poured and then flows into the top of the mizbeach, etc. So right now, our mission is going like the opinion. The shitin were a hollow area underneath the karka, covered with the marble floor. And it would sit in this pit, become nice and congealed. And it would go through this access panel and go clean it out. There was a different opinion in the Gemara that the shitin mamish until wherever. Just all the way down to the center of the earth, so to speak. Can't tell exactly, but yeah. Okay. Weiter. Keves, Oyla Jemmesbech, the southern, south of Mizbech had the ramp. It was Shleishim Shtayim, Arechiv Shtayishes, right? 32 by 16. Now the 32, so it's the same length as the Mizbech. If you look at the picture, but it was made to situate that it overlapped a little bit the Mizbech on that side. It was 32 at its longest point, But because the Mizbeach was not straight wall, so it was like staggered, like steps, so the bottom of the Kevesh actually was not 32. It would be probably like 30. The length of the Kevesh itself, you have to use some math. They say it's 33.2. And it was right in the center. Okay? It was right in the center. Okay? So it was by 16. So you have an extra 8 on each side. Fine? The Gemara in Zvachim tells us there were other two small ramps that went out from the sides of the big ramp, one to the right, one to the left. The one on the right, on the eastern side, would go to the Saiviv. The one on the left, on the western side, would go to the Yesod. That was not very high. The Kohanim used the right one when they used for Chatos Dam, which go on the Chatzi Elyon Shel Mizbeach. The one on the left was for the Shiraim of a Chatos. Why? After you finish walking around the Saiviv with the Chatos Dam, he would walk back. On the Kevesh, to the Kevesh Gadol. Cross the Kevesh, and then go on the Kevesh Katan to go to the Yesod. Uh-huh. Okay. Revu Dahay Salay B'Maravai. How do they translate the Revuva? There was a window. The ramp had a window, and it's a western wall. There was one Amma square. And it was a hollow space as deep as a length of a person's arm. They don't show in the picture exactly where it was. Somewhere on the ramp's western side. They would put psule chatas oif. They needed sreifa. If the psul was in the basar, they would burn it immediately. If the psul was in the dam, for example, it spilled, they would leave it there until it becomes nicer, and then they would burn it. Anything that had to wait to become nicer would be left there. The avodas chatas ha'oif was done on the southwestern corner. Therefore, this would be a convenient close place to put it. It was very common to have chatas ha'oif become puzzle. They have a footnote why. Sveikos, etc. Okay, I'm stuck here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.